Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce Ready to Spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it. Until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer, wrapping up this week, at least testimony wrapping up on the 7th of November. It's over to the jury now. The jury may have already rendered their verdict by the time you are listening to this, but we're going to be talking about how it all closed out with Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I'm just going to open it up here. There's two sides. I really want to hear strengths, weaknesses, what you thought. Let's start with the prosecution of Richard Allen, leading right up to those closing arguments that took place today and what we've heard reported. What's your thoughts on how it all went?
I think the biggest disappointment in the prosecution's case, looking at it, was really just the lack of evidence. It's really stunning that this type of murder involving two females, involving clothes, you know, being taken off, a body being reclothed, the use of possibly a box cutter or at least a sharp instrument, and yet no DNA, no fingerprints, not one hair, not one bit of touch DNA, nothing. Zero that connects Richard Allen to these brutal, vicious murders is really surprising to me. In addition, the cellular information, just absolutely a big zero. They have made a big point out of the fact that they collected approximately 20 cell phones of his and not the cell phone from 2017. But they didn't do anything to prove what happened to the phone in 2017. The bottom line is the phone that he had, he specifically gave to law enforcement at the time. It was recorded, the serial number, the details regarding that phone. Law enforcement did nothing to image it or to further investigate that phone, even though he gave it to the DNR individual. So you have kind of a goose egg there in terms of this 2017 phone. I do think it looks bad that it was missing, but did they do any investigation to find out, did he turn it in at that time to the carrier?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything that was very specific on the investigation done as to where the phone was.
We heard a lot of claims made in this from the prosecution. And then exactly like that, just kind of no follow-up or any context to it. Like, he didn't have the phone anymore. Most people probably don't have their phones from that time, but they did, in fact, have a chance to take a look at it back then. Another piece to this that I thought, excuse me, allergies are horrible right now, was the assumption here that his voice matched one of the people who testified. I believe it was a trooper, correct, that said the voice matched. Didn't quantify that with any sort of like vocal recognition software or vocal matching. Just, yeah, it matches, kind of in my opinion, it matches. I was kind of shocked by that part and just the way it was presented as if it were a true expert opinion, but it just seems like it was a guy that thought it sounded like him.
Well, it's such a great point you bring up, and I'm going to go one step further.
Yeah.
The judge even allowed testimony as to what was said on the tape. And that is just wrong, in my opinion. The reason you have the tapes is for the jury, the triers of fact, to consider what was actually said, not for a police officer who could influence them. Mm-hmm. And then you have confirmation bias occur where this trooper says it, this law enforcement officer says it. So now you have a law enforcement officer saying he thinks this is his voice. How much have we really heard from Richard Allen? And anyway, it's totally unscientific.
Yeah.
I can tell you with the FBI, even though we had voice exemplars that we would send up to Quantico, and I did it on multiple occasions, and always the report I got back, if it was a match, was something to the degree of, we can't not say it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's what you get. You don't get that it is him. You just get, we can't say that it is not him. That's the best I could ever do. And so what we did to prove a true voice exemplar was we had people who were siblings, parents, best friends, ex-wives get on the stand and testify because, of course, they would have heard that person speak for years on end and they can recognize the voice. They did not do this in this case. And I think it's because they couldn't find anybody with any experience or expertise to say that was Richard Allen's voice.
I was just kind of shocked that it was even allowed in just with no qualification to say that. I mean, it would be like, oh, there's blood there that matches his DNA. Like, how? I just know. You know, it's like, no, you don't. You do not know. It was just kind of a stark statement to present to a jury as if it was some sort of expert testimony. Very bizarre.
I totally agree with you. And it's like a handwriting person.
Yeah.
That isn't a handwriting person. And you just say, see, the eye looks the same.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way, you've had absolutely zero training in that arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, you haven't seen all of their handwriting, but yes. So I agree. There was a lot let in like that. It was just really opinions.
Yeah.
Not from experts.
No DNA found at the scene. And as you were describing, just how bizarre that is with the amount of handling that seemed to have been done. Was there no DNA found at the scene because they didn't examine things thoroughly enough? Or was it for another reason? Was there any DNA found at the scene of anyone? I know we had the piece of hair that they looked at, but even that was surprising to hear just someone say initially, well, it's probably one of her family members. We're just not going to look at it. All the whole thing, the whole investigation just seems so bizarre, even if they don't have, you know, a lot of these sort of cases in that area. I don't know if you watched a detective show, it seems like you'd have a little more knowledge of how to handle a crime scene.
Well, from my understanding, that crime scene was handled so poorly. There were multiple police officers traipsing through it. It was not properly cordoned off, as you would imagine it would have been. Mm-hmm. And so you had a problem with really being able to collect DNA and some of the other information. And recall the hand swipe on the tree that some believed was a rune from the Odins. That hand swipe, which now they're saying was Libby's, at the time, they didn't even take that and do a sampling of it until pretty recently, which was also very surprising. That should have been done at the very beginning of this investigation, because you would never know whose blood that was on there. And so it's just from A to Z, in my opinion. Do I know whether Richard Allen did this crime or not? All I know is there is definitely, in my opinion, reasonable doubt.
Yeah, I think they certainly did a great job of presenting reasonable doubt. I think the prosecution did a great job of presenting reasonable doubt with their lack of evidence, or cohesive evidence. Let's talk about the defense of Richard Allen here as it led up to the closing arguments. What do you think were some of the strong points that they brought up, and what do you think were some of maybe the weaker arguments that were brought into this for what they were allowed to even bring up?
Well, the strongest point was the FBI analyst regarding the digital information, saying that actually there were headphones plugged into Libby's phone, I think for hours, until they were removed. That's going to be a big sticking point. I think it was even asked, how could that happen without a human, doing it? And basically, the analyst said, well, it really couldn't. So I think that's a big thing. However, of course, looking into that, there is an argument that could be made that water causes a similar reaction, for a phone to, register in this way. Could this FBI analyst have been fooled? All I know is that the FBI analysts that I've worked with, this is what they do every minute of their day for years on end, and they are good at it. That this is their bailiwick. And so I would be surprised if they were fooled, but there's some confusion, of course, because this phone purportedly never moved. It was underneath Libby. So how could headphones have been plugged in? So I think they did a good job with that. And I don't think the prosecution came back and really tried to disprove that.
I don't know what you could disprove. I mean, that's the interesting thing. And you actually had two analysts on that phone. The first one didn't even quite understand how the coding worked until the second analyst came in and said, this shows headphones were plugged in. That was kind of a late discovery. Again, another kind of weird thing in this case where it's like, well, they didn't know what some of the code meant, so they just kind of left it, and then someone else discovers it later on. There's just a lot of things in this that don't seem to add up, and they're just obvious things of, if you don't know, figure it out. Ask. You had how many years to try and put some of these pieces together? It just makes you wonder. I mean, these are the things we're catching. How much was overlooked that never even made the light of day outside of the offices?
No, I agree. There's just so much, and I thought, if I recall correctly, there were 71 other hairs that were never analyzed. And, they finally did do the analysis on the hair around the pinky finger that ended up being, I believe, the sister's hair. So at least, they did some analysis of that. But what about all the other analysis? I mean, you're looking at 7.5 years or so of investigation right in that realm. And this is all we've got. And then also, I was disappointed, I will say, that the defense closed so early. I felt like I was wanting more from them. Mm-hmm. And then I was very disappointed that they did not do a motion to have the gun removed from evidence and that bullet so they could be examined by the tool marks expert and the metallist, because they both might have been, one was allowed, one wasn't, but it's not very moving, I don't think, when you're looking at a picture. You want them to do the analysis. And I think it came down to money. Judge Gold put them on the tightest money bar I have ever seen. You look at Brian Koberger, he's had seven expert witnesses, and I've estimated around 30,000, 10 to 30,000 per witness. Mm-hmm. And the money just, and they haven't even started trial. We're just doing hearings. And yet they don't have, I think they awarded, it was so nominal what they awarded them to help in their defense, to get experts. Experts are expensive.
Oh yeah.
They're between, that type of an expert is between $150 to $350 an hour. Other experts are between $250 and $800 an hour. Mm-hmm. And it takes hours to take a gun, go to a range, do all the shooting, or not a range, a laboratory, do all the shooting that's necessary to try to recreate those tool marks, the extractor and ejector marks. And the fact also that it was never retested is just so dropping the ball. And it's a man's life. Yep. Listen, if he's guilty, we all want him to rot. But I have such big misgivings on this case.
Do you think less was more, though? I mean, yes, certainly budget. I totally understand that. But I also wonder if the defense just felt like the prosecution just gave so much reasonable doubt. Let's not introduce anything else that could possibly in some way, shape or form backfire or sway somebody. Do you think they just felt like they had them where they wanted them for their opinion of having reasonable doubt on Richard Allen? And that's where they just decided to leave it.
Well, I think that's actually a very good point for this reason. Number one, I think everybody was surprised. The jurors' faces, at least from the people in the courtroom reporting, said they had a look of surprise and shock on their faces, mm-hmm. right, that they rested. Second of all, I think it caught the prosecution kind of saying, whoa, mm-hmm. you know, in other words, they thought they were going to have more time to prepare rebuttal and so on and so forth. And I think that might be why they didn't do a proper rebuttal on the digital information regarding the headphones. So to your point, was it purposeful? Maybe so. Maybe they said, listen, we're just going to stop right here mm-hmm. and leave it on this headphone issue, which probably had all those jurors shaking their heads. And so it might be a wise move, but Tony, I really do fear that he's going to be convicted.
Well, I mean, I feel like he has the get a new trial free card pretty well in his back pocket, maybe even a stack of them by now. Obviously, it'll take more time. It'll certainly interrupt more of his life if he is innocent. And certainly even worse, the families who just still have to sit there and wait and wonder, is this our guy? Or are we going to keep going down this road if there's a mistrial, for example, after someone that we really don't have a lot of solid evidence against, but there's a lot of other people here out in the ether that seem to have not been very thoroughly investigated. That's got to be such a hard question for those families tonight, as it is in the hands of the jury. They want justice, but I'm sure they want it for the right person to be going away too.
Absolutely. And again, you know, the people who always get lost are the victims. You know, actually, yesterday, just did a post on Abby and Libby and just what they were about. They played in the band. Abby played the saxophone. They loved volleyball. They swam. They loved the outdoors. They loved to vacation. They loved each other mm-hmm. and loved animals and just all the little nuances and intricacies about these children who had their lives taken in such a horrible, horrible way. And remember, one of those children watched the other child get massacred.
Yeah.
So, just the humiliation of having to clothe, especially at that age, which is an age where you're so shy about your body typically. I mean, they were just so young. And so often, I think the true picture of the victim here gets lost. Especially because at this point, people are wondering if Richard Allen is indeed a victim. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to really focus also on these two young lives that were taken.
The phone calls that were played in court and the confessions that were played and all the way back to the initial meetings with Richard Allen, with the investigators, where they kind of railroaded him to where he is today. How do you think that played? Was that a win for the prosecution to have all those I did it, but they certainly didn't sound like the cognizant Richard Allen that they had heard in previous recordings? I mean, it clearly did not sound like the same person from every account that I've heard. I know that, you know, on paper that probably looked pretty good, all these confessions, but when it came to play with the jury, how do you think that played?
Another big point of disappointment, at least for me. I was expecting to hear something like this. You know, I did it. I was out there. I had gotten wind that there were going to be two little girls there. I took my gun. I took my and a description of the knife that was used or the box cutter, and I saw them, and I slowly, you know, yeah. I want to hear that kind of detail. Whenever I've heard a confession, they are detailed.
Yeah.
The person has all this independent information that you never knew. For instance, something like if he would have said, and Abby started to run, and I got out my gun and I said, if you run, I mean, the detail was so scant.
Yeah.
I felt like he did have a few details. He said, I fumbled with my gun or something. At one point he mentioned, and then he mentioned the fan. But I don't know how much really to place on that van because, and I don't think the jury's ever going to know this, but I've seen two, and I have them in my possession. Two, I think one was a Reddit and one might've been a Facebook where they talk about the van, you know, on social media, people are talking about the van and you know, and because they were trying to figure out if that van might've been related to a subject at the time. And is that in discovery? Well, it should have been in discovery if it wasn't. And he had the discovery package. And he, you know, Dr. Walla, did she ever mention it? Remember, she was on every social media site available, cutting it up with everybody and their dog about, you know, what had happened. So I don't know if that van is going to be enough, but I can tell you the jurors don't know what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as I know, none of that came out in court, at least to any degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel like the jurors are working with nuggets instead of working with a meal. They really just have such a small picture. None of them know about Keegan Klein and that morning he was communicating with Libby about getting together. No one knows that or about it being on Richard or Ron Logan's land and Ron Logan's, the probable cause that surrounded him and his involvement, his lying about an alibi, getting somebody else to lie for him about where he was at the time. It's really just a travesty that the jury didn't get a full picture of what happened. And then they could make their analysis.
Yeah. I think the best analysis I think I would make at this point, obviously I've had my opinion on this for quite a while, but I've heard nothing that changes my mind. I've heard nothing new that we haven't been discussing for the last many years. It's just, it's exactly what we've heard. And nothing that is convincing that doesn't put a ton of reasonable doubt into my mind. And I'm thinking the jury, what they have probably will come to that same conclusion. I don't know. We will, we'll find out here, in the coming, coming days, hopefully. And,
I gotta tell you, Tony, the biggest reason I have doubt, the biggest reason, is for a person to be able to do what he did to those girls. They are a sadistic, you know, sexual child predator, pornographic fiend.
Yeah.
That's the type of person who commits those murders. Where is the pornography on the 20 phones? You don't turn it on and turn it off. Even if they don't have the one from 2017, how about all the other devices they have?
Yeah.
Not a hint.
Nothing.
Not a hint
and
something in that order.
And where would be the other witnesses that could come and say, yeah, I had a weird incident with him. Nobody has come. We didn't have anybody. All we had was people that testified going, yeah, he's never done anything weird or sexual or anything of that sort. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'm amazed what a weak case they have against him. I'm amazed it's gone this far. We'll see how this wraps up here in the trial of Richard Allen.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely smoothly and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to AeroHit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.